Hey, St. Louis, this is Adam Wainwright.
Hey, Cardinals fans, this is Matt Carpenter.
This is Cardinals pitcher Trevor Rosenthal
on STLSportsPage.com.
STLSportsPage.com.
And welcome to another edition of Cardinal Rewind here at Busch Stadium. Rob Raines, STLSportsPage.com, along with Mike Reeves, MLB Network Radio. Our report brought to you by Land Rover St. Louis, a Plaza Motors company in Creve Coeur, Missouri, and online at LandRoverSt.Louis.com. Well, Mike, I know it was the Philadelphia Phillies. I know they have the worst record in the major leagues, but these were three wins this weekend the Cardinals badly needed.
They needed them, and I don't care who they got them against. And I know everybody can play the game. Well, it was against the Phillies. Go ahead, it's fine. I look at the standings every day of the Major League Baseball season. I see wins, I see losses. I don't see in there, well, who did you beat or who did you lose to? Win them, you get a win. Lose them, you take a loss. Rob, they needed these. The road trip was tough. I was there for four games of it in Cincinnati. It was ugly, and it was, and you could tell it was weighing on them. It had a different vibe to it. They needed wins. They got them. Now, would it be nice to keep that going against more quality ball clubs, the teams that are – well, sure. They just needed wins. I think it gives them a little bit more of a feel-good, if you want to call it that, moving forward. It didn't solve all the woes and all the ills, but it's way better to talk about a three-game sweep than to sitting here talking about a 10-game losing streak if you wouldn't have won the game. So they got three wins against a team that some would say you should beat. They did. Let's move on and see what they do from here.
The big hit on Sunday, a three-run homer by Dexter Fowler in the fifth inning. Of course, the news last week that Carpenter had been moved back up to the leadoff spot, Fowler hitting second. I think it's more important to Matt Carpenter where he hits than it is Dexter Fowler. I think all important the Fowler's that he hits, where he's hitting in the lineup, I don't think matters as much.
I don't think so, and it just – I straddle the fence on this all the time about, all right, you're a major league hitter. Hit where they tell you to hit, or play the position they tell you to play, or pitch in a role they tell you to play. I mean, you shouldn't care, but then they're human beings, just like we all are, and you're more comfortable working a certain way at your job, and I'm more comfortable doing things a certain way in mine, and there's people in your job that do it different than you do, and there's people in mine that do it different than me. So for me to say, well, what difference should it make to Matt Carpenter where he hits? Well, if he's got a mental thing that says, I just like hitting leadoff, I feel better there. If that's true, go with it. And if it means something to him, then make it work. And I agree with you with Fowler. I think his skill set, he could hit anywhere almost in a lineup. In this lineup, he could be a middle-of-the-order guy. I mean, the average isn't there, but his power numbers are good, and he's been a clutch power number. So I have no problems at all with them just saying, now let's just leave this here and let it go for a while. If Carpenter's the leadoff hitter for the rest of the season, so be it. And if that means he's a better hitter, I think all the Cardinal fans are for whatever makes Matt Carpenter a better hitter.
Cardinals are 3-1 with a combination of Carpenter and Fowler hitting 1-2 in the four games. They're combined 10 of 30, two home runs, seven RBI. So it's hard to argue with the result.
No, and that's it's a results-oriented business. How many times we get told that throughout the year? Mike Matheny's very big on that very phrase. It's results-oriented. The results weren't good last week during the seven-game losing streak. They were better this weekend, and you saw some glimpses of some things. The order produced a few more runs. They had leads they didn't let get away. Almost did on Sunday. It didn't. The bottom line is they won the game. There were some good things there. I thought the defense has been better over the last week to week and a half. I mean, base running, we're still seeing people being, you know, lost on the bases. Maybe we're just going to have to accept that. It seems to be what this team does. But there were some positive things, and I know it was against a staff offensively. They didn't face the toughest staff in the league, thus the worst record in the major leagues for Philadelphia. But they still got hits when they needed them. They had two-out hits today that were huge, five of their six runs scoring with two outs. All those little things that start to make you a better baseball team. And there's still a long way to go, but at least you can wake up Monday morning as a Cardinal fan and go, hey, it's a little bit better today. Maybe it'll continue to do that.
Colton Wong back in the lineup over the weekend, contributing two doubles and RBI on Sunday and playing some good defense. I think his presence has been felt.
I think it has, too, and I still remember our preview show at the beginning of the season, and I said one of the things I would love to see is for Colton Wong just to get the job and let him go for a while, good, bad, whatever. And they basically let him do that after the first couple of weeks of the season. Now the injury, you know, he lost some time there, but when he's come back, he's there. They didn't play Paul DeJong is playing pretty well, so let's keep Colton. They let him have the job and let him roll with it. I also said in the preview show, I'd like to see Randall Grichuk get that opportunity every single day. And I think they tried to do that.
He's playing every day. It just happens to be in Memphis.
Yeah, it hasn't been up here. That's going to be a very interesting situation moving forward, especially after John Mozeliak comments the other day that it's kind of time for him to figure out, is he going to do it or not? And what is his future with his team? It almost sounded like those fish are cut bait kind of things that you hear. I wonder what's going to happen when they do get him back up. Rob, how are they going to get him back up right at this moment, though? You can't tell Tommy Pham he can't play in the big leagues right now. You cannot sit him and let Gritchick come up and try to figure it out. That's not fair. So it may be a little while before we see Randall back up here.
Speaking of part-time players, fill-in players, what about a job Eric Fryer did over the weekend taking the place of Yadier Molina?
I like what he does as a professional. Robbie's not a starting catcher in Major League Baseball. There's not many teams he'd be the starter on. Okay. There's a special role that a backup catcher has to play. And defensively, he was solid. I think you could look at the foul ball he didn't catch yesterday in the ninth. Okay, he could have had that. But he took care of business behind the plate. He had two big two-out RBIs in the series in two different games. Rob, I'm going to throw it out there. He's got three hits with two outs and runners in scoring position this season. Yadier Molina has one. Fryer is 3-for-8. Molina's 1-for-16. Now, small sample size and all that, I get it. But still, he's produced it when he's been asked to. There was a time not many years ago, and you know this as well, that we sat in the press box and said the one guy this team cannot afford to lose is Yadier Molina. If he goes out, it just is going to be a mess if he's out. They can get by short-term now when Molina doesn't play. I don't want this to be a month, and I don't want Molina to go on the DL, but it's nice to know that you got a guy who can step in and be more than respectable when he has to do that.
This is the Cardinal Rewind program coming over to you on Sunday from Busch Stadium after the Cardinals complete the three-game series sweep of the Phillies with a 6-5 win. Rob Raines, STLSportsPage.com, joined by Mike Reeves, MLB Network Radio. A report brought to you by Land Rover St. Louis, a Plaza Motors company, Creve-Coeur, Missouri, and online at LandRoverSt.Louis.com. Mike, let's look forward. The Cardinals get a rare off day on Monday. I know they're going to enjoy that. Then we get a long day of baseball on Tuesday with a day-night doubleheader against the Brewers, makeup of a rainout game, start of a four-game series.
And the first-place Brewers roll into St. Louis here in the middle part of June. I don't think many people thought they'd be there this late, even when they started well. That starting pitching staff still doesn't scare people. They do score runs. It's a very interesting June series, and especially given that the Cardinals, despite all of the not very good things that have happened this year, Rob, they're sitting there right in the thick of the division race because nobody ran off with it. If anybody was going to, I think people thought it'd be Chicago again. They didn't. I asked Mike Matheny about that in Cincinnati in a pregame conversation, and I said, do you kind of feel like you're fortunate maybe? But I liked his response. He said, yeah, we have to feel that way. There is something about that. But he said the other side of that is we could have been the team that ran off, and we didn't do that either, so we could have put people back, a few games. So you can see it either way, but it's a four-game set against a team that's in first place. Is it going to determine the division championship no matter how the series plays out? No. But would it be good to play well and prove your worth a little bit if you're either of those teams? I think Milwaukee's got the same questions coming in. How can we play in St. Louis? Can we take 3 or 4 there? So I'm looking forward to that series just to kind of see where the standings and what they look like when it's all said and done, because you can say, you're a 500 team, but you could also say, hey, we're a 500 team that's a game out of first place or whatever by the time it's said and done. I'm looking forward to the series.
Lance Lynn will get the start in the afternoon game on Tuesday. The Cardinals will recall Marco Gonzalez from Memphis to make the start on Tuesday night. It'll be his first game in the big leagues since September 1st, 2015. Of course, he missed all last year while recovering from Tommy John surgery. Also a big week off the field with the baseball draft taking place. Cardinals, of course, did not have a pick on Monday night, the first two rounds of the draft, but they'll be very busy, very active on Tuesday Wednesday in the second 2 days. So the draft will have all that covered for you, as well as all the games against the Brewers, and then when the Cardinals hit the road next weekend again as well here on STLSportsPage.com. For Mike Reeves, MLB Network Radio, this is Rob Raines reporting from Busch Stadium for Cardinal Rewind, brought to you by our friends at Land Rover St. Louis, a Plaza Motors company, Creve-Coeur, Missouri, and online at LandRoverSt.Louis.com.